All right, time now to talk with Colin McQueen, who is the head coach at Amesbury High School. And Colin, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on the win.
Hey, Rick, thank you very much.
Another win, but this one's in the state tournament now. The first round, you guys won on Friday night, 24-6 over Boston Latin. But from what I read from Kyle Gaudette at the Newburyport Daily News, it was a very emotional night for your team.
Yeah, it certainly was. We honored Troy Martin. He's one of our players from the 2018 team. He was a would-be 2019 graduate, and he passed away tragically in February of that year on a snowmobile accident up north. And we obviously miss him a ton, and his family is, we've been right there with him throughout, and his younger brother Nick is one of our superstars this year. He's the running back and outside linebacker for us, and he's been doing some great things all year. But we got a sign dedicated to him up there, so that he can be with us, as he has been, and we can honor him the right way.
I can't imagine how the parents must have felt and are feeling, but a community effort like that and involving your team. The outreach has to be a really important lesson for your kids, especially. And coming away with a win is all the more satisfying.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we talk about Troy a lot and what he meant to us and how he was. You know, he was really the exemplary kid. You know, in every way, on the football field, in the classroom, in his personal life, socially. You know, mm-hmm. He was everything that you want players to be. It's been easy in that regard to honor him and remember him and make sure our guys are following his lead the way that he lived his life, you know.
Very good. Very good. Can you give me a quick summary of the game, Coach, that you had on Friday night?
Yeah. I mean, everything happened in the first half. It was a real, like, physical game. We scored early. Those guys were tough. I mean, Boston Latin Academy, Coach Ziza does a great job with them. We've got tremendous respect for him and what he does on the football field, but also how he and his players carried themselves. They were a class act program. They came out and played a very physical brand of football, which is what we do as well. And it was the first time really that we ended up on the other side of defending an offense like that.
Mm-hmm.
And although I think we did a pretty good job, I think our run fits were sound. We did a pretty good job. Obviously, to hold a team to 6 points, you know, you're doing some things right. But they possessed the ball for so much, particularly, you know, the second half. But our defense was on the field a lot. And we had to work very, very hard to keep them where they were, you know. And it was a very physical brand of football. And we were able to outlast it after getting up early and then kind of keeping them at arm's length all day.
It's hard to you know, be going backwards all the time or trying to hold your ground on defense. Do you have kids that you can sub in and out in situations like that? Because, you know, they got to get gassed from time to time.
Yeah, they do. I think our guys have done a pretty good job, you know, through the off season of conditioning, making sure their bodies are ready for the demands of a football season. So the guys that we count on, I think, they're out there most of the time. We've got a few guys that we rotate in. But for the most part, I mean, it's small town football in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
you gotta be a two-way guy. You gotta be on the field all the time if you want to be the guy. And we got a lot of guys.
Yeah. It ain't Texas. I know. I get that.
Right.
Oh my goodness. It's, you know, a great win, a great way to start. I noticed in the bracket, I'm looking at the D7 bracket, and whatever people talk about the standings and the ratings, I mean, the top eight won, and the bottom eight didn't.
I know, in our bracket and beyond. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have a dad who's very involved in what we're doing. He always keeps an eye on things, and
mm-hmm.
He's a retired math teacher. So when it comes to, like, the weekly calculations throughout the year, he's usually – like right around it, going into this bracket, he even did like some sort of mathematical adjustment,
mm-hmm.
Which was an estimate, like one game, one degree removed from what you could observe directly.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the whole bracket except for he had the 9 and 10 switched, and then he didn't have Drury in because he didn't know that they were going to be allowed in because they only played six.
Right.
But yeah, he looked at it and he said statewide. I want to say he told me there were only like six upsets in the first round out of all eight divisions.
Wow.
So that, you know, it's yeah, the ranking system, it is what it is, but it seems like they got something right, you know.
Well, as a math teacher, that's music to my ears. So I appreciate your dad's efforts. Believe me, it's awesome. Okay, Coach, the matter at hand now. Up next is who do we have here? Millbury, and that will be a home game.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about these guys are 8-0.
Yeah, undefeated team. I mean, and anytime you look at a team that hasn't lost yet, they're obviously doing something right. But they're a very athletic team from what we see. It looks like their line is pretty big and athletic, but they got skill position guys who they draw up some pretty good plays for, and with the ball in their hands, they're dangerous. And it looks like when the ball is in the air on both sides of the ball, they go and get it. They usually come down with it. So we're going to have to obviously have a good plan. And as we always say, defending spread teams with good athletes, we've been lucky enough to play a tough schedule and have to do that quite a few times this year, whether it's, you know, the loss to Linfield, it was obviously North Reading, and they're the best at doing what they do. You know, Triton, all those teams, they run the spread exceptionally well, and we're lucky to be able to match up with them so that when we get tournament matchups like this, we've had that under our belt a little bit. We feel like our scheme is pretty good against it, and if our guys understand assignment and maintain proper leverage, we have a pretty good chance of getting off the field.
Final question, did you have a good turnout at the stadium on Friday night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I tell you all the time, Landry Stadium is the best place for high school football. Like, it was loud. It was packed. The crowd was awesome, and the student section has been great all year. So that's awesome, and that's plays to an advantage for us, certainly. We're excited to have one more chance to play in front of that home crowd on Friday night.
That's great. Hey, keep it going, Colin. Hopefully we can talk about a win next week.
All right. Looking forward to it, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Be well. All right. Bye-bye. That's Colin McQueen. He's the football coach at Amesbury High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.